Good morning, everyone. My name's Katie Lane, and I'm a senior at Darien High School. I've been coming to St. Luke's for my entire life. I was baptized here and confirmed here, and I've been a member of the St. Luke's Choir since I was six. These past 2 weeks have been overwhelming. Like many of you, and many people across the U.S., I have been captivated by all of the news on the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement that have been circling around. From reading stories and news articles, to watching videos, to seeing posts on social media, I've spent so much time this week absorbed in what's happening, it's been hard for me to think about much else. Learning about all that is going on has made me feel a lot of things. Hurt and upset for the many victims of racism. Proud of people across the country protesting peacefully, but also a little bit doubtful. As much as I've wanted to fully believe in the movement, doubt has come over me as I've watched peaceful protests turn violent. I've become doubtful as something that I saw as simply morally wrong has become controversial and political. As I see it, injustice has gone on for so long in our country that it is easy to doubt that things will ever change. This unpleasant emotion is something that everyone experiences at some point in their life. In many cases, some people find it easier to doubt than to believe. As shown in today's reading, even the disciples encountered some doubt. Jesus was standing right there, being worshiped by them, and still, some among the 11 doubted. Doubt is not unheard of in our churches today, either. Especially growing up, while going to Sunday school, I know that I, for one, was doubtful of some of the Bible stories that I heard. Some of Jesus' miracles seemed almost too good to be true. Believing isn't always easy, for either children or for adults. In one of my media deep dives, I came across a quote from the Reverend Marianne Buddy. In faithfulness to our Savior, who lived a life of nonviolence and sacrificial love, we align ourselves with those seeking justice for the death of George Floyd. As I read and reread this quote, I started to feel some of my doubt towards the movement subside. Seeing churches and clergy members supporting this movement, St. Luke's included, became unexplainably important to me. Just last Sunday, the churches of Darien hosted a crosswalk, which peacefully led a group of people to grieve and protest racism together. During a different protest in New Canaan, which I attended, multiple clergy members spoke, offering prayers and support. Witnessing this has helped me believe more fully in the beauty and power of this movement. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples to teach people everywhere to obey everything I have commanded you. What I would personally call his greatest and most important command was to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. After he had ascended, the disciples had to find a new way to worship without Jesus being there physically. So they spread the word of the Lord to people all around, teaching and baptizing them as Jesus had commanded. This different way of worship depended on loving one another. And as more and more people believed, it became more difficult to doubt. So how do we replace our doubts with belief and hope for this movement? We support one another. We send our love to everyone seeking justice and change across our nation. For as we support one another, the Lord is supporting each and every one of us. As Jesus said, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with all of you here at St. Luke's. My name is Wynn Cordemach, and I have been coming here since nursery school. Through Sunday school, fun youth groups, an awesome mission trip to Cuba, and I have served as acolyte prior the past couple of years. I just got my high school diploma, turned 18, and I'm heading to Washington, D.C. for college, or so I think. When I am not here, I guess I will be at St. John's by the White House, and I hear that's fairly popular. This is Trinity Sunday. To me, the idea of Trinity can be confusing. Is it like three parents? Because that can be really challenging, at least for me. So this is how I think about the Trinity. God is love and creating, like in Genesis. Jesus is grace, recognizing problems and trying to right them and forgive them. And the Holy Spirit is how we as people make sure love and grace are working every day. In our reading from Matthew, Jesus is sounding very autocratic, which is a tough tone right now. Protests, policies, pandemics, everyone seems to have a different idea of how to fix all the challenges we're facing. And maybe everyone has a different end goal. So I think we all have a little distrust of anyone dictating exactly what we should do. So we know Jesus is a good guy, but what is he really saying? He's kicking off the way to bring love and grace into everyone and into our lives. When you take this reading in the context of all Jesus said, he's getting his team to act more broadly to put his words to work. He's saying it's time for people everywhere to unite behind a greater good. If we focus on helping people care for each other, the other stuff will work out. I looked it up, and this reading is known as the Great Commissioning. It's Jesus telling his friends to go spread the word around the world. He's giving them the confidence to go forth and do it well, knowing he's supporting them now and always. He's reassuring the doubters that it's okay. He really has a handle on things. Yet, I think we hear that message from a bunch of people these days, and a lot of them have a different approach to do that. So there are always struggles and misunderstandings. So given that this is always going to happen, why believe Jesus? I think this is where we need to understand the Holy Spirit. Today is the first Sunday after Pentecost. Last Sunday was when we celebrated Pentecost, which was when the Holy Spirit, with wind and flames, came down and got into the disciples at a festival. They all started speaking different languages. And this was kind of a kickoff to get them ready to spread out into the world and talk to people, sharing Jesus' words about how to care for each other. That's why Jesus says his followers have to baptize people across the world, not just in his name or in God's, but in this instance, he adds the words, the Holy Spirit. Without people taking into the Spirit, it wouldn't work. The Spirit is what we all have to have inside us so we stay focused on working together. I looked up another reading for this Trinity Sunday, and it closes with, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. It ends with the communion of the Holy Spirit. And I had to take Latin, and communion comes from the Roman word for common, public spirit. It's the same root as the word community. So I guess I want to focus on that idea. This is an incredibly tough time for people, with fear and cruelty all out there. We really need the Spirit to help us help each other. So, even though Jesus kind of sounded very commanding, he was really giving us the confidence to take in the Spirit, get out there, and care. Communion isn't about one community. It's about common thinking across all communities. It's about union, calm union. We all need to work together. Jesus ended his commission to his friends by saying that he'd be with us always, to the end of the age. Let's take comfort from his words and presence as we all try to embrace the Spirit and help everyone get through this really troubled time. I am with you always. Let us keep his Spirit always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.